I'm Kylie from Texas, and you're watching College Volleyball Weekly.
I'm Kelly from Stanford Beach Volleyball, and you're watching or listening to College Volleyball Weekly Beach Top 20.
I'm Allie from Florida State, and you're watching College Volleyball Weekly Beach Top 20.
This is Jamie Whitmarsh from UCLA, and you're on College Volleyball Weekly.
Go Bruins!
All right, good day, everyone. College Volleyball Weekly, Beach Top 20. We got rid of the other panelists and said it's an all Whitmarsh takeover. You got Kendall Whitmarsh of Arizona State and Jaden Whitmarsh, a familiar face, friend of the show from UCLA Beach. Ladies, thank you for joining me in this family affair episode.
Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, it was an exciting weekend. All the conference championships finished, which meant all the auto berths were awarded from the tournament champions, and then the eight at-larges were doled out. And there were, I don't think there are really many surprises, but we'll go over that really quickly here. Obviously, USC got the number one seed. They'll face the winner of Northern Florida and University of Tennessee Chattanooga, which is amazing because North Florida UNF upset Stetson in the ASUN conference. And that has been a stronghold for Stetson for the last few years. So that's a major win for that program. LMU comes in. It's the number eight seed facing number nine, Hawaii. I was personally there for Hawaii's punching of the ticket. Exciting. Cal Poly at the five. Arizona State at the 12. They'll be facing off against each other. Florida State at four. Washington at 13. Georgia State at 14, facing Stanford at the three. LSU at the 11. Facing number six, TCU. Number 10, Long Beach State, facing off against number seven, Cal. And number 15, Texas A&M Corpus Christi, facing off against number two, UCLA. But the whole reason why I wanted to have this Whitmarsh takeover is because three programs are in the NCAA tournament for the first time ever. That would be University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, Washington of the Pac-12, and Arizona State, which is why Kendall Whitmarsh is on here. And why not have Kendall on with sister UCLA's Jaden Whitmarsh, who's been in every single year she's been playing at UCLA. So I wanted to ask you first, Kendall, what was it like watching the selection show with your teammates, especially with first-year coach Kristen Rohr at the helm now, coming over from Grand Canyon?
Well, that's a great question. It was... the best way I can describe it is just like a core memory. You know, I mean, it was so early in the morning and everybody just walked in just so alive and so excited. And, you know, we didn't have a for sure spot. That's what made us so like eager to watch and everything. And I just think that there's a video of it, but as soon as our name was on the board, we all just jumped to our feet. And I mean, we are making history by the day, and being in this tournament was just so huge and just really feels like everything is, you know, paying off all of our hard work.
Now, Jaden, I know you're watching the selection show as well with your teammates, but how did it feel like, and how was your reaction to Kendall when you heard about Arizona State?
Well, obviously I was really excited. I was telling some of my teammates, like before the show, I was nervous to watch, to see ASU's name up on the board. I was just telling him, I was like, I'm feeling my sister's nervous energy. But honestly, we were all very, very excited for ASU and the other teams that get to experience this for the first time, because it shows the growth of the sport and also just having other people experience this kind of tournament is just incredible. And I'm really excited for it.
Yeah. Well, Kendall, you got to see your program all year upset more than a handful of top 20 teams. I mean, you beat Stanford when they're number two in the nation, 3-2. In that same week, you beat on cross-state rival Arizona, and you got some other big wins in there. But what has been the atmosphere of your locker room, or, you know, is it Sand Devil Beach in that area?
Yeah. So honestly, like the perfect kind of example of this is when we did upset Stanford, that it was, I think the match started around 7 p.m. And then we had weather delays. There was lightning, and so all the matches had started, and everyone just was in a great mood. The energy was great, and then obviously stopped because of the weather. So we all took cover inside of our facilities, and during that time, it was 30 minutes that we had to wait, and just like the energy and for my team was just unmatched. Everyone was up and dancing. We were playing music, and it was kind of just like a letting loose. And so I just feel like that really helped. We went out and played them like we had nothing to lose. We're playing the number three seed, you know, and we just played fearless, and it really paid off. And it was just such a magical night for sure.
Well, one of the key matches I really feel like gave you guys a nod in was the upset of Cal in the tournament. 3-2. And I was at the Big West tournament, and the news was buzzing where I was at. Oh my gosh, Arizona State beat Cal. And I know that was a big matchup, but can you describe for us what was going on out there?
Wow. That was just, again, something that I will never forget. Especially the dual clincher with my teammates, Ava Krunchnick and Kate Fitzgerald. They just played like lights out. And that's what made it so exciting, is because obviously we're the underdog. And actually this match, or yeah, this pair is a new matchup. So everyone didn't really know what to expect. And we fully believed in each other. And I feel like that's just what got us that win. And yeah, just everybody's support overall throughout the entire team, throughout all the duels of the weekend, but especially in the Cal match, it was just crazy. I mean, you see the photos, like everyone's tearing up. I'm like, I lost my voice from this whole tournament, as you can tell. But yeah, it was just really something that, again, I'll never forget. And yeah.
Well, let's contrast on the other side here, because we do have the seasoned vet on the other side of the screen there. Jaden, you're sitting there watching the selection show, and you actually had the opportunity to not come back this year. So with these circumstances coming about, you have a first-year head coach also, but technically she wasn't really, in Jenny Johnson Jordan. We've been with the program since its inception, at least so it seems. What was it like for you to get the announcement to find out that you were in also?
Yeah, I mean, just the decision to come back, looking back on it, I'm just so happy that I did, because this team is just unreal. I feel like I'm closest with this team. Even like the freshmen who are like 5 years younger than me, I still feel like are like my little sisters. And the new coaching staff too, that was something that drew me back to this team. And honestly, they've been the best coaches I've had in my entire career. Kelly, Jose, and Jenny all together have worked so hard to continue to grow this team culture. And so, yeah, I mean, watching the selection show and just kind of seeing how everything is going to play out just makes me more excited to spend my final week with this team and not take anything for granted.
Yeah. It's cool seeing the dichotomy, because obviously for Arizona State on their social, they posted the level of excitement. They've got to see it. It's like everyone's like screaming, jumping, crying. And then I haven't seen the UCLA one, but it just seems like it's a more controlled, like, okay, we still have some business to take care of.
Yeah. I think I don't know who I was talking to about it, but just, again, I was more excited to see the teams who were getting the bids, and the teams that didn't know if they were in or out, that were on the fence, and to see them get the opportunity to play in like the best tournament to ever exist in collegiate beach volleyball is just really great for the sport. And being on UCLA, I just am really privileged that we're able to make it back to the tournament and get another shot at getting an Addy.
Now, Kendall, obviously being younger, and you've seen Jaden go through this, but what is your response, and how did you react to Jaden getting in before you started playing at Arizona State versus now?
Well, it's a great question. I'm always like just so proud of Jaden and just UCLA as a whole, because I know a lot of them very well, and just everyone is so deserving overall. But before Arizona State, I feel like it was just like a different feeling of more like, oh my gosh, I want to be there. You know, I want to be in her shoes. I want to earn this position in the tournament. And then these past 2 years that I've spent here, it's been more of, again, like the eager feeling, but just actually putting in the work and the overall effort to, you know, make it to the end goal, which is making the tournament and doing very well, improving ourselves and really practicing what we work so hard on week in and week out.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things, obviously, Jane is on College Volleyball Weekly, Beach Top 20 weekly, not so weekly as of late because of tournaments, championships, and all important traveling dates. But one thing that we've recognized being the, I guess, call us the more vintage members on the screen here, we've seen such good young talent at all these programs across the nation, but even more so in the Pac-12. And you're seeing it because teams like Arizona, Washington, Arizona State, Cal, if you look at their rosters, there's such a talented core of underclassmen that are beginning to take over. Would you agree with that comment there, Kendall?
Oh, 100%. It's like Jaden said, it's just so cool to see the sport grow like every single day. You know, my team is actually so young, which is so exciting. You know, we have four seniors graduating, which will be a big loss. But again, the younger girls coming in, there's so much hope and potential for everybody. And just seeing the progress of the sport overall and just these girls, you know, even the juniors levels, just everyone is, you know, very good. So it's really exciting for the sport.
I want to bounce over to Jaden here because one of the things that caught me or caught my ear during the selection show was when they broke down UCLA and they've said for UCLA to make it back to the final match, it's going to be a threes and fours. And who's in the threes and fours? Usually that's you and Tessa. But how are you going to respond the upcoming tournament? What's the atmosphere, or I guess the vibe of the team as you go into Gulf Shores?
I thought, yeah, I mean, that comment's pretty interesting. I feel like, I mean, pairs one through five are all equally important. And I think for our team, it's more about just like kind of blocking out the noise, to be honest. It's more about just like staying locked into our program and our teammate and our side of the net. So I think once we get to Gulf Shores, it's about just taking it game by game and staying locked in and taking it point by point and then just not getting too like wrapped into it. I feel like Gulf Shores, I mean, it's obviously like the biggest tournament, it's single elimination. There's a lot of pressure, but in order to kind of like stay grounded, what I do is I just block that all out and I just do what I love. So,
yeah. Now, Kendall, you guys see each other on the beach of Gulf Shore. What's the interaction going to be like?
We just ignore each other completely. No, it's always like a cute little reunion, you know, every single time we cross paths and, you know, it's so special, especially like, because like you said, she wasn't supposed to come back for her sixth year. She wasn't planning on it. And so just having 2 years together in the Pac-12 and being able to see each other at all these tournaments, it's always so special and going to miss her a lot next year.
Well, one person that I had definitely have to take note of is seeing how close your mom is to both of you. What sweatshirt is she going to be wearing in the Gulf Shores?
So funny. She literally was like, you know, I'm really excited ASU is going, but how am I going to pack my wardrobe in my suitcase? Like, now she has to pack both. I'm like, Mom, that should be the least of your concerns.
Yeah, she gets very stressed about that stuff, but she wears, I don't know if you've seen, she wears her tank top that's a heart, and half of it is ASU and the other half is UCLA. And then if whatever she doesn't wear with that one day, she'll wear a UCLA shirt or a ASU hat. You know, she makes it work.
Yeah. Well,
Output changes for sure.
you guys definitely have a special relationship, though. I see, I mean, just you can tell from when you guys are at your duels, and I mean, when I see her at the UCLA ones, but I assume she's very much the same with you, if not exactly the same with you, Kendall.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, Jaden knows she's our number one supporter. She's been through it all with us, and from like juniors, and she wakes up at 4 in the morning to pack our coolers. You know, those are just like the little things that she's gotten us to where we are today.
Well, I've got to ask you, Kendall, you asking for tips from Jaden then? Or have you asked tips for Jaden about going to Gulf Shores?
For Gulf Shores, I haven't not yet, but overall volleyball, yes, she's my secret little coach for sure, which is actually very nice. She knows it all. You know, she's full of wisdom. Even she'll just watch my mom's live streams of my games. And this year I've been a full-time blocker. And so I'm learning, and she would give me tips on full-time blocking. And you know, she's like, you got a face. And I'm like, you're not a blocker, but she just knows, which is just so cool. And so it's so fun having her on my side and coaching me.
Well, I was going to say, well, Jaden, do you actually tell her the right information as a competitive sister?
Yeah, come on. Not evil. But
Yeah.
no, it's been so fun for Kendall too. She's been in an kind of uncomfortable situation being in and out of a lineup. But being such a young player, I'm really, really excited for her to get better and make an impact to this amazing program.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for the entire Whitmarsh family, Kendall and Jaden, and even Cindy and dad or stepdad and everyone else that follows along. And you actually have an extended family. I didn't think of mentioning earlier, but the Torrey Pines family and the Wave Beach and
Yeah.
Wave Indoor family. I mean, you have so many talented, great people that are in your guys' corners. And it's amazing to see the community come behind all of you. So, well, Kendall Whitmarsh of Arizona State, first ever NCAA beach championship appearance. Jane Whitmarsh, this would be five, six, five,
Something
the
like that.
COVID count. I can't even remember.
I have no idea.
And usually a regular contributor to College Volleyball Weekly Beach Top 20. Ladies, I appreciate you taking the time. I know you guys got to travel this week and probably take care of school business before you get going, but I wish you the best of luck. I look forward to chatting with you. Afterwards, just a little follow-up.
Awesome. Thank you
Thanks,
so much.
Thanks for listening to College Volleyball Weekly. Be sure to follow Rob Aspero at the Rob on the Mic on Instagram and at Rob on the Mic on Twitter.